We are very, very honored to be here today with Rabbi Yosef Garmon, former chief rabbi of Guatemala. Today, also in Guatemala, rabbi there. Rabbi Garmon, it's such an honor to have you. Thank you for taking the time right before Rosh Hashanah.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you for everything. And Shana Tova Umetuka for everyone from Guatemala. So, all the best.
All right, thank you. You do some many, many amazing things. You work with people in all over the world, really. You advance friendships between Jews and non-Jews. You advance partnerships with the State of Israel. You've been, I believe, already to more than 50 countries, so mazel tov on that. And but what can you tell us about Jewish life in Guatemala? How many Jews are living there, and why is Guatemala an important place for the Jews?
So Guatemala, it's a small country in Central America. We have a small community also, maybe more or less 1,000 people, Ashkenazi people and Sephardi people, and Israeli people also. It's very small community, but it's very strong. We have two synagogues, and Magen David, it's Sephardi, and the second one, it's Shaare Binyamin. Guatemala is a beautiful country, and the community, and Guatemala love Israel from 1947, and then with the move,
the embassy to
embassy
Jerusalem.
To Jerusalem, and 5 years ago. So we have many people in Guatemala love Israel, from the religion, from the Christian people, and from the other people, and the political people. So Guatemala is the best country today for Israel. Is the in Guatemala, it's the second Israel in Central America.
Unbelievable. So yeah, I've seen they moved their embassy to Jerusalem. The government is very pro-Israel. And you're saying only 1,000 Jews, but nonetheless, I understand there's many tourists who come visit. A lot of tourism.
Yeah. And San Pedro de la Laguna, it's 3 hours from the city. We have this Rosh Hashanah, 400 people. Okay.
Wow.
In Antigua, it's maybe 1 hour from the city, we have 250. Okay.
Wow.
And the city also. So, because Guatemala, it's beautiful, beautiful country. We have volcanoes, we have lakes, we have everything. So, every Shabbat in Guatemala, we have more or less 200, 300 people from Israel.
Wow, that's amazing. A lot of people, and I assume there's a strong Chabad presence.
Yeah, three Chabad.
Three Chabads and 1,000 Jews and two shuls. Wow. And schools, you said, where are schools holding
Not
at?
Yet.
Not yet, but the option is open.
Yeah, of course.
Very nice. And I guess in the Jewish context, the way Guatemala became famous, unfortunately, is when Liv Tahor came there. Did you get to see that? What did it look like? What impact did it have on the way Jews are observed there, the way, you know, was there any impact? How what impact did that have on Jewish life in Guatemala?
Yeah, it's not easy, because with Liv Tahor, you know, the people, extreme
it's
people,
a cult.
Yeah, it's a cult. So the people in Guatemala not understand Jewish, not Jewish. It's and with the media, from social media, from the world, so. It's
well, it didn't help. It didn't cause. It was not a Kiddush Hashem.
Yeah. No. Okay. Yeah. It's the situation was very complicated, but now, thanks again. Now it's relaxed. Yeah.
All right. Very nice. So, what's your message to the Jewish people for Rosh Hashanah? Since we're right there, what's your message? The Jewish New Year. Predictions, you're optimistic. What are you hoping for in this coming year for Jews in Guatemala, all over the world, in Israel?
We have every people, everyone, you have only 3 days and new life. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Okay? Mm-hmm. Yesterday is over.
Yeah.
Today is almost over. So we have only tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
So the last year in Israel and the world and the democratic people, problem for everyone. Okay? But it's fast. Yeah. It's over. Now we have only tomorrow.
It should be
a
good year.
Only tomorrow, only the
future.
Future. And I wish for everyone in Israel and Jewish, not Jewish, for everyone, because we came from the same woman, from the same God. So we are family. All is the same family, all the world. So Shana Tova Umetuka. And all the best.
All right. Thank you so much, Rabbi Yosef Garmon of Guatemala. If anyone's thinking of visiting Guatemala, it's a beautiful place. And thank you for all of the good work that you do.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Shana Tova Umetuka.
Shana Tova.